I held on to guilt about that for a really long time for something that to me is so menial. And I understand when we're really little trying.
About how long?
I mean, I still remember it. And we were like three or four. And I'm 19, so carry the two.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determined once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello, and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story, and we decide if they were in the right or the wrong.
Well, Sterling, can I just tell you, I'm over summer. I'm over it. I hate it. I'm done.
Oh, no. Well, I feel like this summer is kind of giving global warming come to life. We're kind of doing winter, aka we're being inside all day, and it's too hot. It's too hot.
As we're sitting here talking, because I have to turn off the air conditioning so that we get a nice clean sound for the listening audience, and I am already completely wet from head to toe.
Now my question is, are you wearing pants? Can you imagine if you panned down? You're just Winnie the Pooh right now.
No, I do not want butt crack on my couch. I'm very conscious of smells and stains. Not saying that I could provide a stain for my butt because I am very clean, but you never know what your body's going to do to revolt.
So true.
But I will say right now I am running on 4 hours of sleep.
Amazing. Doctor's orders.
Yeah, I've had at least 4 large cups of coffee.
Blair.
And for lunch, are you ready to vomit?
I'm so scared. Loose meat or something?
No. Okay, so this was a late night Instagram purchase. It was an ad for this stuff called Twisted Dough. It's healthy protein cookie dough. And so I got a bundle, 6 for $80. So I'm like, steal.
$80 of cookie dough?
It looked really good in
Whoa.
The video.
Okay, kind of made of money over here.
I'm really not. I put it on a credit card that I'm going to report stolen later. But I got it today, and I didn't have time to go get lunch between my meetings. So I was like, well, let me try this cookie dough because there's a ton of protein in it. It was fine, but I ate the entire container because I was really hungry. And I've already well accomplished my protein goals for the day. I'm actually 72 grams over the required amount I should have gotten today. So I am crushing it.
Wait.
There's a lot of protein in it. When they said protein cookie dough, they ain't fucking around.
Okay, well, this is so crazy because actually I'm doing something this week, and that is where my roommate sat me down and said, you have to start eating protein. So I've kind of been a girl that's never eaten protein, right? And I'm kind of always saying, somehow I'm still alive. But I have decided, because I'm trying to get fit right now, I am going to start eating protein. And I tried to do it this morning. I even tried to eat oatmeal.
Oatmeal's not protein.
No, it is. It is.
No,
five
it's not.
Grams. 5 grams.
Okay, but that's like a very, I would not consider that like a protein meal.
Okay, well, I did that and peanut butter and a little Greek yogurt, which I'm never doing that again. Anyways, I'm trying to eat. I even put, say it with me, shrimp in my salad last night. Okay, now that's
I'm
something.
So glad you said salad last night because I was like, if you put fucking shrimp in your oatmeal, I feel better about eating cookie dough.
Anyways, yeah. We have an absolutely amazing comedian and actress as our guest today. You know her from her absolutely hilarious characters and viral videos. Please welcome our guest today, Hannah Pilkus.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for doing our show.
So happy to be here.
Now, you said you're in Pasadena. And
I am. Yeah,
we can bleep it. Walk us through that temperature.
We're like, and your address was.
Oh, did you not want us to say where you're located? You're in America in a hot place.
Right.
I'm in Pasadena. You know, I'm okay with people knowing I'm in Pasadena because so is Meryl. So, you know, it's like, oh,
is Meryl really in Pasadena?
Or maybe San Marino. It's Pasadena plus.
I kind of was thinking this. I almost thought Meryl was kind of now newly in New York and kind of dating that little guy.
Well, it would be crazy for Meryl.
Guy?
Yeah, who's the little guy?
Martin Short.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Like kissing and humping?
I feel like this news has been broken.
No, not to me.
Two of the greatest icons of all time are...
Well, people aren't really...
Ugly.
people aren't sure they're dating, but...
Well, give us the gossip. Like, what are they saying out in public?
You're like, people aren't sure they're dating, but they're sure they're fucking.
Okay, well, it's okay. They're working on the same TV show, Only Murders. People are saying they're kind of been going on dates, but everyone's saying this, leave them alone. Leave them alone. So I don't know. To be kind of at that age and having dating rumors about yourself, amazing.
Yes. Because I'm all for privacy. But wow, sorry. That's just so much. I think we're both blown away.
I know. I'm sorry. That was a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is shocking. But let's go back to the issue at hand. So you know where Meryl Streep lives, because it sounds like you've done your digging.
Me and Meryl are on first name basis. I call her M girl. No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
But you are fighting because you didn't know about her love life.
Well, yeah. Now we're going to have a real falling out because I felt like you feel like you think you know a person.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
I don't care when 25-year-old, like whatever, when I didn't really care when Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner got together, because I just feel like they probably have very boring conversation. No offense to them. But this is some of the hottest gossip ever. This, I want to be a fly on the wall and watch everything. The conversations, the line practicing, all of it.
You know what I bet is endearing? Is when they wake up in the morning, because you know they had sex, went to bed. But when they wake up in the morning and they both have their like their robes on and they're brushing their teeth and they're just kind of like looking at each other and doing like a boop. You know they're doing that.
You think they're doing a boop when they're in their robes?
Oh, they're booping.
And they've got, of course, different sinks. I mean, in whatever real estate we're looking at, there's probably a hers, a his, a hers, a theirs. Everybody, there's probably 12 sinks to choose from in any bathroom. It's, my God.
Meryl, if you're listening, we are rooting for you. We want this to happen. If there is a wedding, please televise it and do a reality show so we can follow every moment.
I really think that is a good, if we could get a reality TV show, which obviously we shouldn't because they're too kind of high and mighty, but a really good one for following the love lives of like that entire family because you have the daughters.
You're talking Streep?
I'm talking Streep.
Yeah, we're not talking about anything else. This is strictly a Meryl Streep podcast.
I thought you were best friends, Hannah. And it's like, we come into the podcast, it's like...
Well, former, this would be the C plot in the movie where I'd be like, we talk every day and you left this out?
Okay, wait, speaking of C-plots in a movie, I've been asking kind of everyone that's come on our podcast, but actually no one's seen it, but as kind of an LA girl, have you seen this recent movie, The Idea of You with Anne Hathaway?
Of course I have. It's candy in a film. It's delicious. Is it good for me to consume, you know, over and over again? I don't know. I love that it's shot in LA, but it's all clearly Atlanta. I'm like, those trees are not LA.
It was so crazy watching it because it takes place in like a neighborhood that I live near. And it's like, I was like, that neighborhood must have sponsored this movie because every single thing is the most specific. Like, oh, we're going to this restaurant on this street. We're in this neighborhood. We're walking around this reservoir in a way that I'm like, well, you're not actually walking around the reservoir. I've seen that reservoir. Doesn't look like that.
Sterling, I do have to say, I think you're treading water here because... they're doing a Devil Wears Prada sequel, and she's going to be working with Meryl, and you don't want to piss off one of Meryl's co-stars.
Oh my God, Hannah, did you know about this?
Well, of course I didn't, because again, you think you know a person, and I guess Meryl's been pretty, it's been small talk. We're essentially just acquaintances at this point.
What was the last thing she said to you?
Lilas.
It was what?
Lilas, L-Y-L-A-S.
And for listeners who might not understand what that is, what is that?
You don't know what Lilas is?
Of course we know. For the audience.
Of course we know.
Love you like a sister. It was all over my yearbooks growing up. You would write, have a good summer, Lilas. I feel 100 now and I might leave.
Wait, did you ever have Hags?
Yes.
Have a great summer.
How are you not writing Lilas next to Hags?
I'm glad that was her parting word to you. Or words.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did want to ask you, so before we were talking about the incredible heat and how we're all dying.
Yes.
Now, You had mentioned something about like how in New York, it's just kind of commonplace to go out and just be kind of gross around everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not like that in LA. We want to know, have you been gross in LA?
Here's the thing. In New York, I don't know about you, but most of my apartments were essentially shipping containers. But the trade-off is it's the best city ever. And it's so whimsical and magical. I lived with the city. Like, I wanted to be outside of my apartment at all times. But that being said, you would pack a charger, a book, my water, and like a change of underwear if it was really hot. And I'm just going to go to night plans.
I have a towel right now.
Yeah, a towel. In LA, there's no excuse. You can go back to your goddamn house and take a shower. I'm going to Washington Heights and then I'm going to Bushwick. I'm not stopping home. And in New York, that heat is so fierce and so unapologetically gruesome. It's a swamp at all hours. If you're that swampy, you can't be expected to be decent. In LA, it's a dry. The other day, someone in LA said, this humidity is crazy. And I stopped dead in my tracks and I said, what? There's no such thing here. There's no, you have not lived and experienced humidity until you've, well, my sister lived in Hong Kong and that was like New York humidity times 10. So.
Oh my God.
You guys have it really good, actually.
Okay, so I should stop complaining. I'm sorry. So I typically go outside every day looking gross. Like, I just don't even try anymore. And my boyfriend is like, you should. So last Saturday, the one time I wish I had looked nice going outside, I saw someone I hadn't seen for years that I used to work with, because it was a Saturday night. I didn't have any plans. I was wearing sweat shorts and I was wearing a Golden Girl shirt that had a lot of sweat stains. And I was doing a mobile order to Taco Bell.
Right.
And like, I was looking rough.
Right.
And then I see this person and they looked fantastic.
I hate that. I had an ex once, not even an ex. Do you ever feel like sometimes the situationships that lasted like 3 months did more damage than years long relationships?
Sure.
Sometimes they fuck you up more. And I was like, if I ever see this person again, I have to be on fire when I see them. I have to be not a hair out of place. So when do I see them? After the bender of the century, I was like 25, in a Whole Foods. I mean, scraggled, haggard, like, you know, this eye is dripping for no reason. And he saw me and he was like, hey, are you sick? Don't ever ask someone that. And he was with a pretty girl. This person broke up with me by saying, I'm going to Japan for a week. And if it's meant to be, when I come back. And I was like, well, it's just a week.
Whoa.
Oh, Hannah. What was Meryl's advice?
She said, buy a new man. And I said, that's not, I'm okay. Thank you.
God, she's so out of touch.
She's so out of touch.
I don't know if this ever happened to you that you have run into somebody looking good and they're like, one time I dated this person, I want to say dated. We went on two dates in high school, but that was long term. And I ran into him in college. Yeah. His jaw on the floor. He's like, oh my God, you look so good. And then even said this, I made a huge mistake. I'm thinking, whoa. I think it's because I dyed my hair blonde.
Oh.
And he was also in a blackout. So it's kind of maybe either or. But that was an amazing feeling. And then you'll never believe this. He actually called. This is how long ago? He called and left me a voicemail the next day to ask me out again. And I said, no.
Wow. So see.
And that felt so good. That felt so good.
And you know what's funny is the disparity between how we, when we looked bad versus good, it's also just a how you feel totally. Things. So it's an energy that you're exuding. You know, I'm like, oh, I slapped on a little mascara. I mean, listen, the way I looked in that Whole Foods after that bender was, it was like when they put up those things in In Touch or Us Weekly where it's like, stumbled upon hard times. This person, we're worried about them. Like, their friends are checking in on them, that kind of thing. But I also think a lot of it's just an energy thing. When you're feeling yourself there, it's like Romy and Michelle or something, where they all come in feeling like hot shit.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hannah, we have a little game on this podcast we call Heaven or Hell.
Okay.
And this is going to be a game today where we are going to present different scenarios for you, and you are going to decide if that scenario is heaven, hell, or purgatory. You have a new solo show called Many Hats.
Yes.
And you have many videos in which you use many hats, right? You're playing many different characters.
I love a hat.
You love a hat. So this is going to be some different scenarios, and some different characters are going to be wearing some different hats, and you're going to be deciding how you feel about that.
Real quickly, can I just say, if you like hats, then you are definitely gonna like one of Amy Grant's B-side songs. It's called Hats.
I love Amy Grant.
The line in the song is like, I'm wearing so many hats.
Ooh, this could be good.
This could be good promo because everyone's talking about Amy Grant right now. It's Charlie XCX and Amy Grant. Those are the two that are, this is songs
the
of the summer.
Of mind.
Many hats. I love that.
Oh, it's very, yeah, it's something. Okay, so let's go to your first question. A magician comes up to you at a party. He pulls a bouquet of flowers out of his fedora, hands them to you, and says, would m'lady mind being my assistant for the next trick?
It's not full purgatory because I'm getting less like Chris Angel pickup artist vibes. So much. The m'lady of it all feels more Martin Short, Mad Hatter. And that to me is endearing. If it that gave it a note of whimsy. So it went from purgatory to hell in that magicians at large give me the eeks and the spooks.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a hell, but I appreciate that there's an illusionist element that's kind of fun. And I do like whimsical things.
I feel like LA's a little bit, first New York does lean a little magician.
Well, and I want to go to the Magic Castle. You have to have like, the Magic Castle is this really, really cool membership only magic oasis. It's built atop a hill. Atop a hill,
m'lady.
But I can't get in.
So you can't get into a magic house?
No, it's not a magic house.
Exactly. I feel like shit enough because Meryl's not talking to me anymore.
It's like invite only. I don't know. You have to like know someone or you need to know a magician to get your ticket.
Wow.
And there's a dress code.
It's the only ground the magicians have to stand on is that you need them to get in. They need to gatekeep one thing, and that's the Magic Castle. Otherwise, we don't need you.
Do they at least have like really good food there or a nice
bar?
No,
the food's bad. Nice bar, though. You have to dress dapper. It's sort of like walking back in a time portal. They wouldn't let me wear... I think I had to put on a suit coat of theirs when I went like 10 years ago.
You're telling me I have to wear layers so I can get an overpriced drink and watch magic? I don't think so.
Famously, all these bougie places like Tavern on the Green or whatever that I used to go to growing up when it was really, really fancy, the food was like comically bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, patties that were rubber, but then it'd be like $130 a plate. I think for the experience, I think they know that you don't care about the food, you're going to come regardless, kind of thing.
Okay, your next one. You're at a bar in Hollywood. Every single man is wearing a wide-brim Johnny Depp-style hat. You get a text from your friend saying, ah, stuck in traffic, be there in 45.
Purgatory on every possible level. I will never go to a bar in Hollywood. That place gives me the heebie-jeebies. There is no, on God's great earth, there is no, God's green or God's great? God's great, green earth. And I'm an atheist. I think that Johnny Depp is like the world's worst human. And I think anyone like him.
Here's the thing. I felt really bad even including his name. I just couldn't think of who is maybe else known for that wide brim hat that I was trying to describe.
But even if it's not Johnny Depp, it's anyone that's doing the.
That hat.
That energy.
Doing Depp.
Anyone that's doing Depp.
When I was living in New York, I came back to LA to visit some friends and I went to a bar in Hollywood. And I want to say every single man in this bar was wearing this kind of hat. And I was like, I think there is one man in one bar allowed that hat. If every man is wearing that hat, you got to get out. That is such a scary vibes. You know, it's like one hat per bar.
100%. The hat, the brims are so wide and they're full of secrets. I don't know. That's not a guy.
Would you ever, but let's say you met a guy and he came up to you and he was just delightful as could be, but he had that stupid hat on. Would you still say, hey, I want this, or be like, get out of here?
No, it's giving Tom Sandoval. I don't even watch Vanderpump Rules, and I know that guy's in a cover band of some kind. And,
yeah, he's definitely in a cover.
Or like, you know, wants to talk about his stick and poke tattoo for like 3 hours, and it's not even of something cool. It's of like, you know, Boondock Saints or something. And I'm like, that's not a movie that...
But what if it's a cover band you like? Like Matchbox 20.
That's true. The greatest band. It's all Creed. It's all...
Number 3. Your handsome barista wearing a beanie hands you your coffee and looks you in the eye smiling. You take a sip, accidentally getting some foam on your upper lip. He laughs and says, let me... And he takes his finger to wipe it off. And then you notice a mustache tattoo on the inside of his index finger.
Oh. It's so funny. I have a visceral response to the wide brimmed, but the beanie, I am kind of a sucker for a beanie, and I know that the toxicity is no less. I know that there's toxic. I know that that hat, not only does it have secrets and it's got that beard oil. I don't know. There's stuff there. But I think I'm not in heaven. I'm somewhere between heaven and hell, because I think I'd be more likely to. Also, like, I don't know, I have really fun repartee with a lot of baristas in my neighborhood that are really sweet.
But what's your stance on the tattoo, you know?
I mean, unless it's giving Hitler, it really depends on the type of tattoo we're talking about.
No, I feel like it's your classic mustache tattoo, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a, not a Hitler tattoo.
So long as that's the only, as long as he doesn't, like, put his lip down and it's, like, coexist there, you know? I'm like, I don't want that, you know? Like,
okay.
I think it's okay. It's
yeah.
Permissible.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Is there a better finger tattoo that you would be more drawn to?
Maybe like an ellipsis, because the rest is still unwritten.
Oh, that could be good. That could be good. Okay, our next one. You arrive for lunch to meet up with a friend that just got back from a Euro trip. You look around and see her waving at you from a table wearing a beret. "Bonjour, mademoiselle," she shouts.
Okay, did she just get back from France, or is this just her constant?
She just got back. I want to say France was one of the many countries she visited in Europe. And I want to say it was a week or... It was kind of giving your guy that went to Japan for a week. It was definitely not more than a week or two.
Because if it's meant to be in 7 days...
How did you respond to that? That is so...
I was absolutely drinking the Kool-Aid, so I was like, 100%, that makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense. You're like, anything could happen in, I don't know, quick do the math of how many hours
the rest is still unwritten.
The drama in the way we parted is if it was like, see you soon, you know? And then I got phased out.
Oh, gosh.
This is a hard one, because I know, like, this is a whole subculture on the internet, right? Where it's a million videos of person that just got back from blank place. Now, I feel like I have a little bit more grace for it, because my brain goes, well, maybe they've never been to that place before and they're just so giddy and excited to tell you about it that they genuinely, and you have a silly banter and they're like, oh, I'm doing France, you know? Yeah. I think it's going to be different if like a white woman is like, you know, I was in Barcelona. Like, I'm like, that's where we draw the line, right, you know? Right. But I'm like, France, this feels okay. Again, it's definitely not heaven. But it's not hell. So I think it's somewhere in the middle there.
So we haven't gotten to heaven yet. But here's the last one.
I'm hard to please.
I think this is the one. This is the one that's going
to
get you.
I mean, my response to the barista would imply heaven. I had like a pre-climax.
Okay. On a frigid 50-degree day in Los Angeles,
oh,
your friend arrives to go on a walk wearing a fur trapper hat. She shakes, saying, "Bundle up. Don't want to get hypothermia."
That's absolute purgatory. Anyone that's wearing a true fur, anything at this point is like, you're such a fool for that. Like, same thing with real leather at this point. I just feel like we have alternatives that are just as, like, that it's imperceptible. You can't even tell the difference. Also, I don't know. There's something about that hat that, again, is giving Elmer Fudd, which then gives hunting, which...
But... On the other side, it's a friend who's concerned about your temperature health.
True. And I appreciate, you know, I'm famously very anemic, so I need someone that's looking out for my internal temp. But I don't know, anything hunting adjacent. There was this person in my high school that was very, very religious and then started dating someone and they got married. And in their caption, they wrote, "No one's more Christ-like than this person." And then I clicked on their page and it's just them holding antlers in every photo, and I'm like, whoa. Yeah, I guess Christ was a big deer hunter, so I don't know.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Okay, so Hannah, we've come to the portion of the podcast, and I think you know why you're here today. You've done something that it's hard to tell if you were in the right or the wrong, and Blair and I are etiquette experts, so we're going to help you decide if it was good behavior or bad behavior.
So, we were little kids. We were little kids living in New York City, the Big Apple, the big city, if you will. And this
Can
is
I ask
when
who the we is?
Me and...
Are you
this
referring
is,
to yourself?
This is when
as
you realize that that I'm insane and just
me and my voices, me and my head voices,
me and the old characters. No, yoinks. No, me and my childhood best friend Maggie.
Okay,
and I don't remember what we did at the Empire State Building, but we went to visit the Empire State Building with our babysitter and had the best time ever. And I remember there was talks of getting souvenirs at the end of the day. And that's where she put her foot down is, you know, growing up, we didn't really have a lot of money, but also my parents weren't the type of parents that would let us just get everything all the time. You know, it was like, we want to keep this kid grounded, right?
Sure.
And so we didn't end up getting a souvenir of any kind. Cut to, I guess we do the whole tour. Now we're out on the city streets and Maggie's holding one of those. Gosh, you remember they're like a stick and then it's got like a little mouth on the end. And very fun toys. Say, kind of like in the
minutes
same campus.
Of fun.
Yes, like the yeah, hand that's like the fling slime hand. I loved that one too. So Maggie's got that. And apparently, and I had been a co-conspirator in some way, we'd been playing with it and we'd walked out the doors and we'd stolen it without realizing that we'd stolen it. And our babysitter like lost her shit and was like, but at this point, we're blocks away from the Empire State Building. We stole what was probably $250, but we didn't consciously steal it. But her argument was, you have to now bring it back to them. You have to apologize and you have to learn your lesson from this. At this point, I'm like, especially if it was an intentional steal, let us just have the steal. And on that, there have been several times in life in adulthood now where I've done self-checkout only to realize there's a couple items that didn't scan that I essentially stole, but not on purpose, especially in Target self-checkout. I think my gray area there is I'm not going to fucking come back and be like, hi, I accidentally didn't scan this lip liner. Also, like, you have 1,000 lip liners. You literally have a allocated money aside for all the shoplifting. So I think accidental shoplifting, I mean, I honestly think shoplifting in general, fuck big corporations. But I think especially accidental shoplifting, it is not, the onus does not fall on that person to let them know. Even when I was at CVS the other day and somebody, they didn't see the drink in front of me that was included in the thing. I ended up telling them because they hadn't rung it up. But I thought, does it really matter?
Uh-huh,
so I don't
uh-huh.
know. That's my wondering.
Did you go back? Did you go back to the Empire State?
I don't think we went back and apologized. I think we like cried hard enough that she didn't make us. But I do know that I held on to guilt about that for a really long time for something that to me is so menial. And I understand when we're really little trying.
About how long?
I mean, I still remember it. And we were like three or four. And I'm 19, so carry the two.
I can't.
That's right. You can't do basic addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. That's right.
Yeah.
You have a lot of other great qualities, though.
Thank you. Now, I want to go back to the first incident of stealing.
Okay.
Now, you said somehow we were playing with this mouth stick.
Yeah.
And then mouth we were stick. Walking around. Well, whatever it's called. You know, it's mouth on a stick.
Sure. Mouth on a stick.
And you're just walking down the street, making voices, just
yeah.
really having a good time.
Yeah.
How did you just somehow grab it? Like, walk me through the moment when you saw the mouth on a stick and you were like, let's play with that a lot.
So here's where it gets murky in that I will never know if she, it was premeditated on her end. I know it wasn't on mine. Last I knew, we were playing with it, and her version of the story is that we were playing with it, and suddenly we're on the street. Now, she's the one that was holding it. I was, you know, in the game of Clue, she had the weapon, so to speak, right? But I was a co-conspirator in that we were playing. I don't know how, in my head, we walked through the checkout, didn't even clock it. But she may have unconsciously thought, you know, I'm aware that I'm holding on to this and I'm going to keep holding on to this. This was also a friend of mine who would always want to share fries. And by share fries, it would mean I wouldn't get many fries once we'd start sharing.
Now, you keep referring to this person in past tense. Are you no longer friends with them? Or?
Oh, I love them. We just live in different places. She's great. Maggie's great. We love Maggie.
Would you say life has been okay for her?
Yeah, totally. I saw her. She's a baby. She's.
Is it her baby or did she accidentally go to the hospital to visit someone? And
I said, for all we know, you know, it's a Thelma and Louise, her and her baby just tearing through.
Okay, so you don't feel like this incident kind of took her on a path that kind of got worse and worse over time? She's doing
okay. Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, and I mean, I just think the question of, especially like the stealing of these little things. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm not someone, I'm so horrified by confrontation in general and repercussions in any way that I would be less inclined in that way. God forbid someone wanted to check a receipt and I had tried to steal a serum. It doesn't feel worth it to me. But I'm also kind of like, who cares? And I didn't used to feel that way. But now as I get older and I'm like, late stage capitalism is the worst thing ever.
Sure,
like,
of course.
Don't we deserve that overnight cream?
Blair, have you had any recent incidents where things have just accidentally fallen into your...
I actually did get a free frozen meal the other day and it felt really good.
Oh, you did?
So my grocery store is, I'm going to just whisper it so we keep this between ourselves, but my grocery store is super expensive.
Well, yeah.
And so I always check to make, because the people that work there, they're you brick shy of a load, let's just say. So I always check to make sure they rung everything correctly on my receipt, and they didn't ring up one of my frozen dinners for work. And I felt like I won the $9 lottery.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's awesome. And then what?
You.
You're not going to go tell them. Like, also, the person that works there, they don't give a single fuck.
Yeah.
No, he didn't make eye contact with me. I don't think he even saw me.
And you tried.
I was just like, how was your day? You having a good one?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, this is interesting. I do feel like when you do get like that kind of thing, it really gives you an amazing little jolt in your day. And I mean a jolt of like the accidental, and then you're like, whoa, I just saved. And again, like I got rung up the other week and they like forgot my, I don't know, it was like my friend's cookie or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, we caught this cookie for free. And it's just like, it gives you a little sparkle inside. You're being like, oh, I gotta pay for this. I went and I got my oil changed yesterday, somehow $499. That is just what life is. Well, of course,
no.
They said, well, there's a few other things.
I see. Because I thought, if it's just oil, we need to talk.
But I did say, whoa, there's nothing like going in for a $90 oil change and coming out with $500.
Oh,
and
God,
that is what life is. You know, it's usually that. And so having a $5, $12 little serum, I'm saying, thank goodness. How else can we just stay alive? Because we're constantly giving.
I think when you're a babysitter as a kid, your job is to say, you know, don't steal that. Don't put that in your mouth. And when you're an adult, if you want to steal that, if you want to put that in your mouth, that is up to you. So I guess what I'm saying is they were doing their job at the time. And now as an adult, I think I have adopted much more of a lenient policy around that. I've never claimed to be a parent. That's not something I am doing yet.
Okay.
Maybe ever with the way the world's going. But I don't know. I used to feel like the end of the world. And now I'm just kind of like, we need our little jollies where we can get them.
Well, I do feel like the difference is as an adult, you're kind of more aware of like the financial aspect of it, that you're like, okay, this ultimately isn't that big of a deal. Whereas like a kid, it's more of like the moral aspect of like, well, you shouldn't, because like that is less like, maybe like, oh, the store needs the money, or you know, something like that. But it's more like, well, we're trying to teach, like, you can't go to your friend's house and like take their stuff.
Take
or, like,
what's
why.
Not yours.
And it's more like training personality traits versus like as an adult, you're like, okay, I have those personality traits, but now I know it's like $5. It's actually not that big of a deal, you know?
I mean, speaking of taking what's not, there was a friend that would come over when I was a kid, and I loved the little Disney figurines. They were glass, and I'd get them at the Disney store, and you know, one of them would be like, one of the fairy stepmothers from Cinderella, and the other was like a little Pinocchio. And so, this is brilliant. My friend, like week by week, they would kind of go missing. And yeah, I was, but there were so many of them that it was like, we'll start with the little ones. And it turned out she was hiding them. They were like her own little art somewhere in the house. She was hiding them bit by bit to eventually smuggle them out later. And that I think is, you know, there's definitely more thought going into that. Right. But also, right, should that person like run a coin heist later in life?
Maybe
they're onto something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I got to say that when I first heard the story, I'm going to say that there was judgment running through my face and head.
Okay.
But then when you flipped it on the table, this is why I think you might be a good lawyer. You said, haven't you ever done that? Have you never felt good? And I instantly tapped in to my current situation. I was like, yes, I saved money on a $9 lean cuisine.
Yeah.
Lean
yeah.
cuisine.
And that's... Okay. And I just felt alive. And you're right. It's these little joys in life. If anything, I'm more so concerned about your friendships because you did feel bad, you know, when this was happening. And yeah. But your friend, I don't know. I don't know if she did feel bad about it.
Let's bring her in.
On next week's episode.
And then this one friend who's like stealing your figurines from you. It sounds like a lot of people have been like taking from you, you know? And you just need to, I think it's what it's telling me is you need to take back your power by stealing from big company.
Okay. Let me get my reusable tote and go to town. You know, I actually did steal something the other day, and that is that I got a water cup at the movie theater thinking I was going to get water. And then I saw root beer and I thought, I haven't had you in a minute. And I had a little root beer.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But that's still steal. There, I think we're all stealing all the time in these really subtle ways. But we're like, but that's not a biggie, you know, but it's still stealing. Or when I go to the cafe and I pocket a lot of Splendas so that when I get a coffee that's not sweet enough, I have my Splenda reserves.
Okay, so Hannah, you have officially been deemed good behavior.
Oh, good.
And we have an amazing little reward for you today that we're going to throw into the chat for you to read aloud because we know it can get a little nerve-wracking to have an acceptance speech on the spot. So we've written one for you today.
Thank you so much. Wow, you guys, thank you. I really needed a win this week because I'll be honest, my life has not been good. You know the mysterious house guest that shit so much they exploded Gwyneth Paltrow's toilet and fled the scene? Yeah, that was me. So thank you for this award and Miss Gwyneth Goop, if you're listening, I'm sorry, girly. I promise it won't happen again.
Wow, that was beautiful. Have you been keeping tabs on this story?
No. I saw Gwyneth,
I didn't know about it either.
And I thought you were just publicly dragging me.
Well, we are, of course.
Well, of course. Sure.
Basically, this guy who's kind of a little famous, but just for being like a pile of the celebrities, Derek Blasberg. He, I guess, diarrheaed so much at her house, he left in the middle of the night. Every single article you Google now his name is like the diarrhea bandit. And he fled the scene.
Okay, but how did that get out?
People don't know. Because
it has to have been Gwyneth.
And there's also, it's like, was it in her Hamptons house, her Montecito house? There's a lot going on. But basically, everyone just knows
he shit. And how ruined was the toilet?
Well, everyone's also saying, was it even the toilet? People are also saying the bed.
Oh.
People are saying it was a huge incident.
I don't think people do that on purpose. And I no. think Gwyneth feels like the type of person that in high school would be like, yeah, she got food poisoning all over that. And I'm like, fuck you. I don't know. This feels...
But you have to remember he fled the scene.
But wouldn't you? You shit in Gwyneth Paltrow's bed.
I don't even think you're probably allowed to poop there at Gwyneth Paltrow's house. I think she probably is like a, you know, a decree of a list of all the things you are and are not allowed to do in the bathroom. And he was like, well, I have to do like four of those things. So
she's like, get
I gotta out. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he left a little trail as he went. Oh, that's hard. Wow.
Anyways, but I think he'll be fine. And I think she'll be fine. Well, Hannah, before
so
I
on that note.
Before we
a
wrap
seamless
today,
transition.
Can you tell listeners where they can follow you, find you, anything, any like shows upcoming to plug?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Hannah Pilkes, HannahPilkes. As for show, I mean, I'm touring right now. I'll let you know on Instagram when I'm in new cities, but I'm working on a new solo hour called Penny Hats. So come on out when I announce those dates. I'll be doing LA and New York for the next few months while I build it out.
Yeah. Amazing.
And well, be sure to use the Amy Grant song.
Hats!
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.